here's a story for you. The Aborigine in Australia, when they got cold, they used to take a dog with them and sleep next to the dog. The dog warmed them up. And if it was a colder night, they took two dogs. And if it was a freezing cold night, it was a three-dog night. Yeah, that's how they got the name. Exactly seven.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A heat dome is moving in the South and Midwest, and alerts are up, with feels like temperatures expected to get as high as 110 degrees. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The heat really begins to intensify today. We have extreme heat warnings in effect in a large portion of the midsection of the country, more than 60 million people impacted. And that includes places like Kansas City, St. Louis, down to Memphis.
The Trump administration has released thousands of records on Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says the more than 230,000 pages had never been digitized and were collecting dust in facilities across the government. The records include internal FBI memos about potential leads and the progress agents were making, and CIA records on the search for assassin James Earl Ray. King's family had a chance to review the documents 2 weeks ago. They believe a conspiracy involving government agencies was behind the assassination, and Ray was set up.
The only person tried and convicted in the deadly police raid on Breonna Taylor's home has learned his fate. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
A former Louisville, Kentucky police officer who was convicted in connection with the botched raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor has been sentenced to 33 months in prison. Last week, the Justice Department recommended that Brett Hankinson should receive a one-day sentence. He was convicted last November of using excessive force during the drug raid that led to Taylor's death.
China has barred two Americans, a Wells Fargo banker and a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office employee, from leaving the country. CBS's Anna Corrin is in Hong Kong.
These barrings come at a very precarious moment in the U.S. and China relationship. We know there's a trade war ongoing, so these cases further complicate these negotiations.
Tributes to the Cosby Show's Malcolm Jamal Warner, who drowned during a vacation in Costa Rica. CBS's Elise Preston.
Actress Tracee Ellis Ross, who played his wife on the BET sitcom Read Between the Lines, posted in a heartfelt message on Instagram, "What an actor and friend you were. Warm, gentle, present, kind, thoughtful, deep, funny, elegant. You made the world a brighter place."
Comedy's biggest stars took over The Late Show in a show of support for Stephen Colbert.
Uh-oh. Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Adam Sandler, John Oliver, and Stewart reenacted their own Coldplay kiss cam moments in support of Colbert. It was his first night back since announcing the show would be scrapped in May. Dow futures down 8. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 106. That's the heat index expected tomorrow through Thursday, with an extreme heat watch in effect for most of southern and eastern Wisconsin. It runs from tomorrow morning through Thursday night. With the heat, it raises the risk of heat-related illness. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, avoid the sun, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will likely be opening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Hornets, Ambassadors, Pacers, and Eagles are coming home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show starts today and runs through Sunday. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show is Saturday in Kennedy Park. Throughout the week, there'll be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites. Auto production in Kenosha started in 1902, and the AMC brand was one of the most long-lasting. Cars stopped being built in Kenosha back in 1988, with engine manufacturing lasting until 2010. There's a full rundown of the auto events on the Kenosha History Center's website. And Sonnenberg Schools in Racine is expanding. The Racine County Eye reports the school is taking over the former Cops and Kids building as its second campus. The new site will serve students in grades 6 through 12. You can go deeper on that story online today at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, faces the Mariners, the crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went six innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only two hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a four-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
So I won one of them big stuffed animals one time at the fair, which I hated because I'd carry it around the whole time. And I win something, and the guy goes, what do you want? And I said, well, give me that goofy-looking minion right there, that little minion. He says, what? I said, that goofy-looking minion with the purple hat right there. He goes, that's the manager. You ever ride the rides at the fair? They scare the heck out of me. My little boy's, Daddy, can we ride the roller coaster? Yeah, we ain't riding the roller. You do realize, son, they put that up in an hour in a parking lot, all right? Probably got a bunch of parts left over on that daggone thing. Remember last Christmas when I got you that bicycle and put it together in 50 minutes and you got on it, the wheels fell off? Remember that whole day right there? That's going to happen to you on that roller coaster right there.
A big event is coming up, and we're going to talk about it right now. It's the Kenosha AMC Homecoming event, and it's coming up, like, real soon. And with me is Chris Allen, Executive Director of the Kenosha History Center, and Joe Bohacek. Am I saying it right?
Bohacek.
Bohacek. Move closer to that mic. I got to hear everything you guys have to say. Bohacek. Now, you are just a big super fan of AMC.
I am. I've been my whole life.
Did you ever own a Pacer?
Yes,
we have a Pacer. Every time I hear AMC, I think of the Pacer. You got the Eagle. There's a whole bunch of cars we're going to talk about. So what is this event actually? Because I want to hear everything you have to say. I don't want to miss one word. Okay, so give us the dates of the event. Let's talk about what it is.
Yeah, so this is something 3 years in the making. It's a big celebration of American Motors coming back to Kenosha. Obviously, the manufacturing center for American Motors here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So it's a worldwide event. We have people coming from all over Europe. People come from Australia.
Let's back up a second here. AMC, American Motors. Let's get a little history of that. I don't know which.
Yeah, so car manufacturing began in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 1902. Thomas Jeffrey, a bike manufacturer in Chicago, moved up to Kenosha. He was actually the second mass producer of cars in America, right behind Oldsmobile. Beat Ford by a year. Jeffrey eventually sold to Charlie Nash. So Nash was in Kenosha from 1917. Eventually, they bought the refrigerator company Kelvinator. So it was Nash Kelvinator in 1937. Merged with Hudson Motor Cars in 54. That merger in 54 created American Motors Corporation. They brought back the Rambler name. Jeffrey started with Rambler, but that Rambler name kind of was reintroduced in the 1950s. AMC acquired Jeep in 1970. Was producing Jeeps until 1987, 88. And Chrysler came to Kenosha, purchased AMC, shut down the lakefront plant, continued to make engines in Kenosha till 2010. And that's your history in
a nutshell. So why did AMC have to sell out? Why did they do that? Were there problems with money? Nobody's buying their cars? Why did they sell out?
I think there's a lot of industry problems in the 1980s in general. And Chrysler had problems, too. Chrysler was looking for something to keep them afloat.
Lee Iacocca, I remember when he came in and tried to get Chrysler back.
So that was kind of their golden egg to get Jeep. They wanted the Jeep, so they bought AMC for Jeep. But Renault had something to do with it, too. So Renault got involved with AMC in the 70s and then really took ownership, majority shares in the early 1980s. That's definitely a portion of that.
Yeah, kind of took them to the cleaners.
So AMC, they owned the Nash Rambler at one time?
Yes.
Because I remember that song from the 50s, The Playmates, beep, beep.
Yeah.
That little Nash Rambler kept following me about one-third my size, beep, beep. And that's the first time I heard of it. Now, we had a restaurant here called The Nash from The Nash Rambler.
Yeah.
And so AMC gone in 1988, but not forgotten, obviously.
Right.
Do you guys know people who worked at AMC?
My dad worked there.
Your dad worked? How many years?
On and off. 10, 12, okay. Give or take. Yeah.
He was on the assembly line?
Yeah. Final repair at the end. And that's why he loves the Pacer. He's got multiple Pacers.
I don't make fun of it. It's the one car, it sticks in my head because it was so different than all other cars when it came out.
Right.
It was kind of like a dome.
It was way ahead of its time, really. I mean, if you think about the cars now, you look at cars now and you look at the Pacer then, they had the door went into the roof, and that's all cars now, you know? And then to save money, they didn't have the side markers. They had the directionals and the tail lights go over to the side. So then, that was a part of it, you know, your brake lights and your stuff. So that was kind of side markers, too. The passenger side door is 3 inches wider than the driver's side door, so you can get in and out easier. It has a rack and pinion steering. It's pretty cool car.
Give me some of the AMC names for the cars.
You got that all the big ones, the AMX and the Javelin and the Rebel.
The Javelin, I forgot about the Javelin. Yeah,
yeah, and the Rebel and the Rebel Machine and Ambassador and Matador.
The Matador, I remember the Matador too. Yep. Yeah,
Concord Spirit, Hornet, Gremlin.
The Hornet,
Gremlin.
I remember the Hornet? Yeah, the Gremlin. Yeah.
Cult following for the Gremlin. Yeah, people love the Gremlin.
Yeah, we've got a whole event planned around the Gremlin. It's kind of become one of the things about the Kenosha Homecoming. They do a Gremlin cruise over to Jeffrey Elementary School in Kenosha, whose mascot is the Gremlin Man.
It's
all Gremlins in the parking lot. The PTO comes out. They sell T-shirts. It's a really fun time.
Now, let's say you own one of the classic cars from AMC. Where do you get the parts?
There's vendors out there, and there's people making stuff now. But for the most part, you got to find someone that has.
You come to Kenosha. You come to the swap meet.
Oh, that's right. You'll find everything there.
Now, I'm trying to remember when I got my car in 1975. I think that was the first year for unleaded gas because I actually had it printed right on the dashboard, unleaded gas only.
Right.
And some of these cars came out before unleaded gas, so they had to convert them over.
Well. That whole thing, American Motors did stuff. They had a higher nickel content engines, and they had hardened seats from the factory. So it affected them, but not like all the other manufacturers where you had to change everything over. So you didn't have to go and rip your engine down or do anything to run the unleaded gas. I still run unleaded gas in all my old cars right now because the way they were built originally.
I was in Union Grove the other day. and I pulled in to get gas, and I'll show you the picture when we take the break. I'll show you the picture. And it was 110 fuel leaded.
Nice.
And it was for the dragway, the Great Lakes Dragway. And I had never seen that on a gas pump before.
Yeah.
Leaded 110 octane. Whoa!
That's so, the good stuff right there.
Joe races the AMCs out at the dragway, too. Yeah. So he's your guy for that.
Yeah, we're going to be racing on Wednesday. Doors open at 5, and on Sunday.
110 octane?
110 octane. Actually, my car runs 100% alcohol.
You know, oh, does it really?
Methanol, yeah. So...
Wow.
A lot of fun.
All right. So this is a big party coming up. It starts today, actually. The 22nd starts today. Why don't we go over the list of fun activities here?
Yeah. So today we're starting over at Danny's Cafe on Green Bay Road. That's noon to 2. And then tonight we're going to be over at the Danish Brotherhood on Sheridan Road. So that's from 4 to 8 o'clock. Pretty much each night we have a cruise in. This thing just builds up all the way till Saturday where we do the big blowout at Kennedy Park.
Is it like American Graffiti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for cooler cars.
You don't have that yellow car?
Yeah. Yeah. Harrison Ford driving it, right?
Yeah, but I won't tell you what they called it. What the color is. Okay, so that's today. So it starts at noon today. Then there's more tomorrow. Let's go over that.
There's something every day.
Let's
talk
about tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's really something in the morning for the gearheads.
Yeah.
So we're over at Alfano Performance Speed Shop, and as well as Don's Auto Parts. Nick Alfano at the Speed Shop is having an open house and barbecue. And then over at Don's, they're doing something really cool and taking people through their machine shop with the seminars.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a bunch of different seminars over there. Stuff that, you know, people don't really actually see how things are done. He's going to have a car up on the hoist, and he's going to be showing how to correctly, you know, set the pinion angle when and how to do, like if you're making a drive shaft, if you're building a custom. He's going to have a guy over there, Joe Rinaldi, from TTA Performance, doing a fuel injection seminar, like how to put a new style fuel injection on your old car to make it, you know, just a little bit better than what it was. He has another one set up to... How he has a CNC boring machine, so you're like redoing your engines and stuff like that. He's going to have all that stuff set up, and he's going to have like 15, 20-minute stations, and you can go and check out through the machine shop all the different things and how they do it. It's like you're rebuilding your car. And it's not that whole thing. It doesn't matter if you're an AMC guy or not. That's just cool stuff. Any hot rodder would love to go there. So kind of invite anyone that... is interested in something like that to stop over so by
it's like Disney
Montello.
World for classic cars.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I want? I want when I get into my car, put the key in, turn it, and the engine starts. That's all I want.
Right. And see, that new style fuel injection will do that with your old car. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, just keep pumping it.
At no, a quarter after 5 in the morning, I don't need to have a car going,
Right.
My grandfather, when he used to take me in his car, he said, all right, hold the button, and he had a choke button.
Yeah.
On the car, and he used to start it, and he held the choke button in, and I said, wow, this is great. I love it. I want a button like that on my car one day. No, I don't. No, I don't. Okay, so, and then at 5 p.m., Great Lakes Dragway.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of cool old cars out there. It's going to be pretty awesome.
And it's ladies' night, so ladies get in free for
and
racing
for free.
And spectating.
Yep.
And then for the people that aren't racing or don't want to watch the races, we have an evening car cruise over at the Brat Stop on the back portion of their lot near the Parkway Chateau. So I think that's kind of nostalgic as well. There's been a lot of car shows there over the years. They do a great job out there and right off the interstate. So nice and easy for people to get to.
A lot of room.
And there's another cruise in on Thursday. This one is at Lake Andrea Beer Garden. That's on Park Avenue in Pleasant Prairie. It goes down a little further south.
Yeah, so that's our daytime cruise that starts at 10 a.m., goes till 2. And I think the buzz at the beer garden is going to be what they're doing later that day, returning to the AMC factory site. That's our evening cruise. In
what's there now? It's just empty?
So they've done remediation. They've cleaned up the site, and they're calling it the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. They just opened a high school there, Lakeview Tech.
They built on the site?
They built it on the site. So that opened up in January, and they're building, I believe it's called the Kenosha Innovation Center, which is going to be the hub for future development on that. So there's roads on the site now. This is going to be the first time that these cars return to the site of production.
It's going to be sad.
It will be.
You know, if somebody like you who's just an enthusiast with AMC cars, it's got to be sad to see that. That's where it used to be. So we were talking about going back in time earlier. Want to go back in time to the AMC plant?
Sure.
And just before they're about to sell it, you'll say, no, I'll buy it. Keep it here. Just before they sign the contract.
Wallet. Yeah, right.
Okay, and so that's from 4 to 8 p.m. At the old AMC site off 22nd Avenue. When I first moved here, I remember the overpass, the train at AMC on it.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Now, Friday, this weekend, we got some big events happening. We kick it off at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the big car show.
Yeah, that's the swap meet portion of the car show. Okay. So what's kind of really neat about what we do is we do the swap meet on Friday and Saturday. Then we bring all the classic cars in on Saturday with the swap meet. The swap meet, I don't want to undersell it because it is so cool. We have hundreds of vendors there. You can get pretty much any part, right, Joe?
Pretty much anything you ever needed or whatever, you can get it there.
For AMC cars.
Yeah. It is by far the biggest swap meet ever, you know? So every time we have it, it's the biggest.
And I think even for people that don't own an AMC car or a Nash, they're not digging through parts, you know, looking for that specific door handle or side panel. I think it's a neat spectacle anyway, and there's a lot of energy there. Yeah. And it's kind of just neat to see what people have collected over the years.
Right.
Or snuck out of the factory.
So my boys, they wanted to, get in the action and everything, and I have these garbage cans full of hubcaps. Yes, I know it's crazy. And so I said, okay, you guys sell your hubcaps, you keep all the money and you go do whatever you want. And so many people just bought a hubcap to hang in their garage that didn't really have a car or do anything like that. And it kept their bellies full, because as soon as they got the money for the hubcap, they went and bought ice cream and popsicles.
As a kid, you just go on the Belt Parkway and just pick up all the hubcaps you can. They're all laying there.
Yeah.
Just load up your car with them and sell them back to the guy who lost them.
Right.
Okay. The big cruise in at the AMC factory, we talked about that. The homecoming car show swap meet is on Friday, the 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to noon. Now, this is the event you said about the Gremlin?
Yeah,
the Gremlin event at Jeffrey High School, elementary school?
So if you have a Gremlin, we're encouraging you to meet at Kennedy Park at the swap meet. You can't miss it. There will be a whole gathering of Gremlins there.
Whole bunch of Gremlins.
And then they will cruise on over to Jeffrey Elementary School over on 87th Street in Kenosha, park in the parking lot, and it becomes its own car show there that's Gremlin specific. Yeah. When you get that many Gremlins around,
right,
you know, odd things happen sometimes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So the homecoming car show parade, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that's something we changed the route in 2022, and we're really happy with what we settled on. We have all the cars go down to Southport Park at the beach house on the south side of Kenosha. Again, that kind of becomes a car show at about 2 o'clock.
It is so fun. We have a ball down there.
Yeah,
it's great.
They're just staging for a parade, but it's 200, 250 AMCs. It's its own car show.
We take over the whole Southport, double parked. Not double parked. Sorry, that's illegal.
The Friday staging for the parade would be the world's largest AMC car show if we didn't do the world's largest AMC car show the next day at Kennedy Park.
Right.
So they stage down there, and then at 4 o'clock we kick off. It'll be led by Anastas Motors, who's a great sponsor of ours. The mayor will be in the lead car. They're going to go through downtown. They're going to go up through Pennoyer Park, Kennedy Park. End up at the Kenosha History Center for our Friday night block party that starts at 4 p.m. So it's one event right into the other, just kind of getting ready. Everything builds until Saturday, which is obviously the big one.
Okay, let's talk about the big one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so 3 years in the making. It is the date that everybody circles on their calendar. We'll be telling people the 2028 date as they're driving in. And again, it's a world gathering. People are coming in from Australia, Finland, Norway.
Yeah.
I think on Friday, I looked at the registrations for American cars, and we have cars from over 35 states. MACNA, the Metropolitan Owners Club of North America, is having their national meet within our meet. So there's going to be 50 Metropolitans at least.
Who's directing all this stuff?
You're looking at them.
And how many bottles of Tylenol and Motrin do you have?
No, you know, it's a lot of fun. And we have great volunteers. We have a great staff at the Kenosha History Center. That's who puts it on. It's the Kenosha History Center.
It's not just people. It's cars you direct. It's a lot of cars.
Yeah. Well, it's you kind of set up lines, and then you just kind of, as they come in, they just park. And as long as you stop them in the right spot, in theory, you should be nice and straight.
It just sounds like a big headache, but when it gets done, it looks great.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's a fun time. AMC people are great people.
Yeah, they really are. It's a lot of fun. Yesterday, so at the a friend of mine is part owner of Oso Brewery, and he had a couple of beers specially made for our homecoming too.
Oh, really?
He has a Matador Red beer and an AMC antifreeze sour, and it's it looks just like AMC antifreeze, but it doesn't taste like AMC antifreeze. It's pretty good, and you can only get it at the Puzzle House. But we were there last night, and I was with, this is way out, people from Massachusetts, Tennessee, Texas, Florida.
You said Norway?
And Norway, friends from Norway that are here already, that came extra, early.
They didn't bring cards with them. They just came themselves.
The people from Norway just brought themselves. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You're schlepping a car around the world.
Right.
Yeah, but people come in and they will spend, a couple of weeks here in America doing an American vacation, flying to New York City. Yep. They drive out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe stop in Detroit, end up in Kenosha. This is their Mecca.
Yeah.
They love American Motors. They just, eat, sleep, breathe it. Yeah. And it's, it's a car show, but it feels like a big reunion, like family reunion almost.
That's the vibe. It really is. That's what it feels like.
Did AMC have factories elsewhere?
Well, they had the Canada.
Brampton.
Yeah. In this country? Or is this it? Kenosha?
This is pretty much it. Headquarters were in Detroit.
Okay.
And then in Kenosha was about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they made the bodies for some of the Nashes up at the Seaman Body Plant in Milwaukee.
Parts plant in Milwaukee.
And the Jeep still survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still getting them today. They look great.
Yeah. Chrysler did the right thing. If you're a Chrysler fan.
They should have kept the Eagle, too, though.
They really should have.
Yeah.
But not the Pacer.
Oh, come on.
I told you, I liked it. Yeah. This guy used to pull up. There was Larry Kofsky. He still works in radio. And he used to pull up in the Pacer, and they used to make fun of it. I said, I like it.
Yeah.
I like that car. I never had one.
It really is.
The physical on wheels.
Right? Yeah. Okay, quick review. This is and we decided either way is fine, either the Kenosha Homecoming or the Kenosha AMC Homecoming, because I hear it both ways. I hear on the commercial, it's Kenosha AMC. I have written down Kenosha Homecoming. So either way, it all starts today and runs through this weekend. And knock off your calendar, because there's so much to do, and just keep going down there for different. And you can really attend if you don't have an AMC. You can pull up into your Chevy, park somewhere else.
Where
nobody can see it. They have dark alleys and garages for your Chevys and your Fords. Put them aside.
Well, something to shade. Yeah.
Man, it's a lot of cars coming into town.
Sure is, yeah. And talking about Chevys and Fords, but at the AMC plant, when it was still running, there was an employee parking lot, and only AMCs could park in that.
Right.
If an employee had a different car, they'd park them down the block. That's our approach with this show, too.
Well, we're going to be talking about this all right from now, right through the weekend here on WRJN, so don't worry about that. We're going to be kicking this all the time. I want to thank Chris Allen, Executive Director of the Kenosha History Center. I'm going to get it now here.
You got it.
Joe Bohacek.
Bohacek. Sorry. Yes.
Joe Bohacek. Can you give me a time? I'm an announcer. I can figure this out. I went to college. Nice. Joe Bohacek, who's just an AMC enthusiast, just love AMC cars.
Yep.
What are you going to do with them someday? Pass them on to who?
I got three boys.
Are you going to want them?
They better.
That's all they're getting in the will.
My oldest is going to be out there racing with us on Wednesday and Sunday also.
Oh, good.
So he's into it already. And then the twins, they're still kind of young, but they're getting there,
Now, we have the event list at WRJN.com, but if you go to the History Center, the Kenosha History Center.
.org.
Yeah, that'll work.
We have information there. Also, visit Kenosha.com. Yeah, visit,
that's where I get
slash
it from.
AMC. They've been terrific with us.
And they got pictures.
Page. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
This is great. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And it all kicks off today. It's all happening in Kenosha. Where was the actual plant again?
It was on 52nd Street between 52nd and 60th, between 24th Avenue and 30th Avenue.
I just remember the overpass, the train thing had AMC written on it there, American Motors. Thank you guys for coming in. Good luck with this
Thanks
this weekend.
Having.
We'll be chatting about it right through the weekend. All right, 7:30. Before we get to the news, got a special announcement from our Vice President General Manager, Chris Morrow.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Hey, it's exactly 7:30 at WRJN. How about the morning news now? Here's Stuart once again.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch starts tomorrow. The National Weather Service says feels like temperatures will be as high as 106. The alert runs tomorrow morning through Thursday night. Health risks from the heat and humidity will be high, especially for the elderly, young children, and those without air conditioning. Officials are urging people to check on neighbors and to never leave anyone or pets alone in a parked vehicle. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast coming up. The rumble of Ramblers have come back to Kenosha. Car lovers are gathering in Kenosha this week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running today through Sunday. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. On display will be the Matadors, Gremlins, Javelins, Eagles, and probably an Alliance or two. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. The former Lakeside plant is now the museum campus and housing. The 52nd Street Assembly site has been cleared and is now home to the underdevelopment Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. There's not enough people to hail to. School districts across the state are struggling to fill bus routes as the number of qualified drivers continues to drop. A proposed bill in Madison would reduce testing requirements for senior drivers and simplify the process to reinstate licenses lost for medical reasons. Nearly a quarter of bus drivers are over 65, and many can't drive due to medical issues and frequent license testing. Lawmakers say if the new rules go forward, it could ease the shortage and improve student transportation as the new school year approaches. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, despite the uncertainty with tariffs in the forecast and not knowing what Mother Nature is going to do, still, farmland values remain strong. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news influencing our markets. Yeah, that's right. The demand for farmland continues to be robust across the United States. That's the word from Paul Schottig. He's the Senior Vice President of Real Estate with Farmers National Company. And he says the bottom line is the people that are buying farmland are the people that want to use that farmland.
They are the ones that are a little more aggressive. There's been, there's a lot of those guys that have been through the tough times in the 70s and 80s, and they learned a lesson. They said, I've got to deploy my cash in smarter ways. And so there's a lot of those producers out there that have made great decisions, and their pocket might still have some cash in it. And so when the farm next door comes up for sale or when they want to expand their operation, they can do that.
That's Paul Schottig. He's the Senior Vice President of Real Estate with Farmers National Company. He says really they're noticing farmland values remain robust everywhere, with particular strength in the I states, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. We'll get you up to speed on where the markets stand on a Tuesday morning next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, to visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Not much movement yesterday in the dairy complex. Barrel and block cheese both were unchanged. The AA butter on Monday dropped a penny and a quarter to $2.50 a pound. Little softer start this morning as far as our commodities are concerned. Right now we've got September corn down a penny, December new crop down a penny and a half at $4.21. August soybeans are down $3. November new crop unchanged at $10.26 and a half. The wheat for September's down $4 at $5.38. December down $4, $5.59. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down $6 this morning at $17.57. September's unchanged at $18.09 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Not long ago, I was in this tiny town in Georgia, me and my friend Vic, and we were looking for something to do, and we kept asking the local people. He's like, we got 8 hours off. Is there anything fun to do? And they just, all of them responded with, well, you can zip line to another state for $55. And I asked the one guy, just because I wanted to see if he would know, I go, what state would I end up in if I chose to do it? And he literally answered me with a question. He goes, Alabama? Yes, that is the state on the other side of you. Jeez, even I know that. And I don't even live here. And I think that's what you should do with your criminals in Georgia. You should zipline them in the middle of the night to Alabama. You give them an iPhone and $100 and say, look, if we see you again in Georgia, pow, pow, bang, bang, no jokey, jokey.
You should.
She loves you. 740 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 82. Right now, a little cloudy, 71 degrees right here at Radio Park. A stampede broke out on an escalator at an Atlanta train station as fans were leaving a Beyonce concert. 11 people injured. Now, reportedly, it all started when somebody screamed they saw a bug. And there was a stampede on that one? Just a bug? Hey. This was part of Elvis's 1968 comeback special, If I Can Dream. Local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land, where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud.
Part of his big comeback special in 1968, and he did make a huge comeback, Elvis. Good for him. 744 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs 82. It's cloudy, 71 degrees right now here at Radio Park. I can't even begin to understand why somebody would want to do this, but a restaurant in China is being slammed for offering guests the chance to snuggle with lion cubs as part of a $150 four-course meal. Well, when they get older, it'll be a five-course meal, and I think you'll be one of the courses if you still want to snuggle with those little precious babies when they grow up, huh? Yeah, it's 744, local news, timeless hits, only at WRGN with Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Every time I see her, she don't even look. you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care. Don't you know that she's just my style? Everything about her drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style? Everything about her drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine?
Radio refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN. Good to have you on board, 747. Someone asked bosses to name the most ridiculous reasons they've rejected someone for a job. Here's some of them. A guy who started bleeding because he forgot to take the pins out of his new dress shirt. A woman who asked, does this place have a policy on drugs? Because I'd like to have fun on the weekends. A guy applying for a restaurant job showed up with no shirt or shoes on. And during her interview, a woman asked, how many of the male employees were single? Do these people really want to work? Time for Pete with the Beat right now at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here's one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves two rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character, Kyle Turner, tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all six episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cal Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north,
to Alaska.
North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. Is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north.
Here you go, from the movie of the same name, the John Wayne film, North to Alaska. That was the theme song, Johnny Horton, North to Alaska. He had a bunch of good songs, Battle of New Orleans and so forth. Yeah, I think Sink the Bismarck was also one of his songs as well. 7:54, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. There's an urban legend that you swallow 8 spiders a year while you're sleeping. That's what I was always told, but it's not true. Almost every single person will swallow 0 in their lifetime. It was made up by a writer making fun of stupid urban legends and gullible people. Like me. You actually swallow spiders in your sleep. Whoa. Temptations now here at WRJN. Here's My Girl.
I got sunshine.
My Girl, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I see people are ready to put themselves back on the market. Google search interest in dating has reached a 5-year high. Not just young people either. Over the past month, search term dating apps for older people rose 3,500%, especially for dates like carbon dating for old people. Think about it. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Share local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw.
Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's Trials and Thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's Trials and Thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves at Cher. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A lot of Americans are bracing for a scorcher. Large portions of the country are under heat alerts. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
We've got the heat warnings up from St. Louis back through Paducah, Memphis, Jackson, Little Rock. All those cities are in it. We're looking for temps to get to 98 in Jackson,